I now give the floor to His Excellency Youssef bin Al-Alawi bin Abdullah, Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of Oman.
Mr. Rais.
Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure at the outset to extend my warmest congratulations to you and to your friendly country, Antigua and Barbuda, on your election as President of the 68th session of the United Nations General Assembly, and wishing you all the success in your endeavors. And we assure you that the Sultanate of Oman stands ready to cooperate with you and with all delegations of member states to achieve desired objectives. We would like to seize the opportunity to express our appreciation to your predecessor, His Excellency Mr. Vuk Jeremic from the Friendly Republic of Serbia, for the perfect manner in which he conducted the work of the previous session. And we commend the efforts of His Excellency Mr. Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, and his exerted efforts to enhance the role of the organization and to develop its operational mechanisms so as to respond to current challenges and developments to be optimally prepared for the future. Your Excellency, Mr. President, the United Nations, since its establishment in 1945, has had numerous achievements and successes that contributed positively to making our world safer and more stable. However, the rapid developments which the world is witnessing represented it in the steady increase in population and increase in the global demand for energy and natural resources, as well as the tremendous development in communications and new technologies, which has given rise to numerous difficulties that require joint efforts to establish greater cooperation between the governments of member states so that they would be able to address such difficulties and find appropriate solutions, which necessarily requires empowerment of this organization and all its organs so as to have more capacity to meet the aspirations of the world and to promptly respond to its diverse developments and to fully support its critical issues. Mr. President, modernization, development, and change are norms of life, but their achievement should be parallel to the assurance of security and stability and through cooperation between all so as to achieve the goals of sustainable development. Recent events in many countries in the Middle East were truly motivated by social and economic difficulties faced by the peoples of the region due to the decline in the ability of institutions in these countries to fully respond to the needs and requirements of their peoples. And despite the losses in lives and property in these countries, a breakthrough towards stability and restructuring the economies of these countries is a matter that requires concerted efforts and is worthy of our support. My country welcomes the consensus in the Security Council with regard to the Syrian chemical weapons by adopting unanimously Resolution 2118, and it's necessary to convene Geneva 2 conference for the negotiations between the Syrian government and the opposition forces. And we think that these negotiations should seek to reach a ceasefire and the formation of a transitional authority in Syria with the necessary powers so that they would be able to overcome the enormous problems that were caused by 3 years of war. And we see that the international community should look forward at this time to provide support and humanitarian assistance to the displaced Syrians and all those affected by this horrible war. My country confirms its continued assistance program to the displaced Syrians, and it expresses its readiness to contribute to international assistance within the Syrian territory. And we would like also to welcome the positive developments that have taken place in Somalia and the efforts of His Excellency Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud to rebuild the state of Somalia, hoping that our brothers in the Federal Republic of Somalia would be able to implement and translate the program of political and economic reform which gained the support of the international community. Mr. President, an important international issue that has not been successfully resolved despite the previous and current efforts and the agreements reached through direct negotiations between the successive Israeli government and the Palestinian Liberation Organization is the Palestinian question, which is considered a cornerstone to any peace process in the Middle East. In this regard, my country supports the efforts of President Barack Obama and his Secretary of State, Mr. John Kerry, as such efforts represent an opportunity for all countries of the region to establish peace that would lead to economic and social development, that would revive the hopes of the people of the region to coexist in peace and to build a Middle East that is able to contribute positively to global civilization. Mr. President, my country continues to support initiatives seeking to make a Middle East a zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction. And this is out of our awareness of the dangers and effects of such weapons with regards to security and stability of our countries, region, and the entire world. And we emphasize the right of states to benefit from nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. It is worthy to mention that ending such dispute would not happen through coercive policies and practices, such as sanctions and other measures. These are measures that are limited and weaken their effectiveness, but through creative diplomacy that can help all the states to benefit from nuclear power for peaceful purposes. On the other hand, we hope that the international community, particularly depository countries of the NPT, would be able to persuade other states in the Middle East to join the treaty and to subject their nuclear facilities to the comprehensive safeguard system under the supervision of the IAEA, which would subsequently contribute to achieving the universality of the treaty and making the Middle East a zone free from nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction. And this is a goal that deserves all the support from all countries, particularly major countries. And we express our regret for the not convening of the International Conference on the Middle East according to the decision of the 2010 NPT Review Conference, as some parties did not support the convening of the conference, which reflects lack of understanding of the conditions, objectives, and aspirations of the peoples of the Middle East region. Mr. President, in light of our commitment to achieve the Millennium Development Goals, we would like to declare that we achieved those identified goals with all their indicators, as we have recently declared that we have achieved MDG 4 and MDG 5 by 100%. As for the protection of environment and conservation of nature, my country has been since the dawn of the Blessed Renaissance, led by His Excellency, His Majesty, Sultan Qaboos bin Said, may God bless his soul, to integrate environmental issues into its plans and development goals in line with the national strategy to protect the environment in order to achieve a balance between reaching high-level development goals and the sustainability and the preservation of the environment. Also, my country has been keen on the participation with the international community in its interests in the environment. We have participated, hence, in many regional and international conferences pertaining to the environment, including the 18th conference of the framework, the UN Framework Agreement on Climate Change, that was held in Qatar in December 2012. And we look forward to participate in the 18th conference that will be held in Warsaw in November of this year. Mr. President, science and technology, knowledge, are human rights to mankind at large. And the developments in the use and application of modern technology is and has become a main and necessary tool of our daily lives within the framework of our scientific and intellectual creativity. Hence, my country has sought to keep up with the knowledge development out of our response to our current needs. And we have established many centers and councils that encourage research and development and that encourage also science, technology, and creativity, including the Scientific Research Council and the Industrial Creativity Center and the National Center for Business and the Oasis of Knowledge, as well as the Middle East Center for Desalinization Research. And my country continues to develop the main guidelines for an attractive national strategy for research, development, science, and knowledge, as well as localization of modern technology, which encourages Omani youth and enables them to be involved in different professions that are based on science and technology with its various applications. And in this context, we welcome any further cooperation, investment, and partnership with other centers, universities, foundations, and specialized industries, both in the public and private sectors, both domestically, regionally, as well as internationally, and to benefit from the geographic location of Oman as a gate to the routes of trade, as well as production and being open to regional and international markets. In conclusion, Mr. President, we wish you all the success in this session so that it would reach a realistic and renewed vision that is impassioned and gives momentum that is in line with an era and its development and seeks to meet the aspirations of generations and exert all the efforts to achieve them. Thank you very much. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you.